Hello, everybody, and welcome to TYH, a podcast dedicated to youth issues on the one and only TRS Radio. My name is Anglo, and with me, I have Nike.
I, too, love The Right Stuff Anime.
The Right Stuff Anime? Wasn't that a website?
Yeah, you can buy your anime DVDs at The Right Stuff Anime.
Is it still around?
I thought so. I don't know. You think they would rebrand just because of us?
Yeah. We have changed the game online. We are the kings of the internet.
We are the right stuff.
Yeah, and it's mostly because of us, TYH. To be honest.
Yeah. TYH, TBH.
Yeah, TBH fam. That's where they got the inspiration for that little term, TBH fam. It's from a play on words.
It's from us on Black Twitter.
Yeah. So how are you doing today, Nike? It's a nice Saturday. Usually,
I'm feeling good.
Usually we are recording at like Sunday or Monday at weird times, but today, you know, not too late. At least for me. Feeling good.
Today was a nice warm Saturday.
Yeah, it's getting hotter.
You're not going to like this, but you know, I'm hearing Vampire Weekend on the radio more, and you know, they got the new album stuff on the radio.
Ezra Koenig.
Yeah, Ezra Koenig.
Oh, God. Speaking of weird ethnic names, did you know of this name called Kike that the Spanish people have?
Oh, yeah. I actually just hired DJ Kike for for my nephew's bar.
That's real. So I didn't know this. Nike was sending me pictures of Spanish instances where they use the term Kike. But apparently it's a first name in Spanish. And so I'm not saying it in a demeaning way
Mr. Kike.
So there's two people. I searched for Kike on YouTube. These are two very famous Mexican, Ecuador. I don't know. This guy says he's from Ecuador. But two famous YouTubers with the name Kike. Spanish YouTubers. There's Kike Pavon and my favorite, Kike Jav. You guys know what Jav is, right? Japanese adult video.
There's a famous footballer who goes by Kike.
Oh, it's Kike.
Yeah, because his name's Enrique.
Enrique Kike. Oh, is this like a little shortening of Enrique?
When you're a little boy, you know, your mommy calls you Kike. Oh, Enrique Kike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see.
He's a Spaniard.
Oh, but this guy, the Jav, is from Ecuador. But I think his name tells us something, that even the Jews are involved in the Japanese adult video scene.
The Jav scene.
Yeah, the Jav. You might. Yeah, you're a part of the Jav scene.
Jav scene.
Yeah.
You like Jav?
What are those stores called? Game workshops? Where they have
games
all the
workshop?
Go to the nerds and you just open up the door and you say, "Hey, you like Jav?" And everyone raises their hand.
Yeah, they just throw a Roman salute.
Yeah.
Throw it up if you like Jav. Absolutely, Arian.
Self-destructed with kamikaze.
Yeah, I want an hero.
Yeah, his computer and hero, and so we have to use the phone, so excuse the audio quality.
All my parts are made in Japan. They just went full Bushido.
Yeah, but speaking of Kike Jav, it wouldn't surprise me if there's a connection between the Jews and Japanese adult video. You know why?
Because I find this.
You know, I thought that maybe Jews haven't really, you know, influenced Japan so much because it's remained relatively homogeneous.
Red Pier.
But one thing that has opened my eyes is this fellow on Twitter. His name is Jack Adelstein.
Jav Adelstein.
And why am I mentioning this guy? I'm mentioning this guy because he is an American Jew or an American journalist living in Japan. And his Twitter is just filled with him complaining about Japanese society and Japanese government and how it needs to change.
It never ends.
And Nike brought back to my memory one article that he wrote. What was it about? Like how Japan needs more foreign blood or something like that?
Yes. His words are foreign blood. And the whole context behind it was this tennis player named Naomi Osaka who beat the American black grill, one of the Williams sisters.
One of those beasts.
Yeah, I think that's how she got popular. It's either she beat one of the Williams or she beat Sharapova.
Is she a full Japanese girl?
Oh, no. She's half Haitian.
Oh, whoa. What is a Haitian doing in Japan?
I don't know.
And what self-respecting Japanese you know, parent allows either their son or their daughter to marry a Haitian.
Why you marry Breck?
Yeah, there has to be at least a few seppukus that went on in her family when she brought home that Haitian guy. But this guy is so triggering. It's I mean, I thought I saw a tweet of him actually complimenting Japanese culture. And he was kind of praising, I thought he was praising the Japanese penis festival, but he's actually complaining about it. He's actually has a problem with it because it doesn't focus on vaginas. And you thought he had a problem with it because they don't show.
They're all uncircumcised.
Yeah. Eventually all that Jake dreams of is just one day all the Japanese will be circumcised and my job will be done.
Well, think of the whole foreskin market in Korea.
That is true.
You know, they're like, oh, why can't we get this in Japan?
And this makes me have a sad realization that, you know, American imperialism, it brings all these bad elements into countries. Because not just Jake Adelstein. You know, the American influence in Japan allows, obviously our militaries, we have military stationed in Japan. And what that has done is allowed African fellows, African Americans to come to Japan and they go and they rape Japanese women.
Oh, yeah. And it's not even on the bases.
Yeah, not even. Hey, probably some white guys, too. And this shouldn't happen.
Yeah, we shouldn't fucking be there.
That's why imperialism is bad for nationalists. You know, like it might seem kind of cool to imagine, yeah, my country's so strong. We got a strong military. And
big fucking balls.
Yeah, a military with big balls. But this is the reality of our...
Rape your women.
This is the reality of our military, because I bet you this happens in Germany, too. I've heard stories about this. You know, there's, like, around the bases, little mulatto kids running around, you know, in Japan and in Germany. And
wasn't there a whole thing in
Okinawa?
Korea or Okinawa?
Or both. Both, I think.
Probably both. Probably both, where black Marines, like, rape locals.
Yeah. Like, this is what we got to do. I think we're fine. Our fans are fine. But if you have a friend who seems, you know, possibly nationalist, but he always talks about how great the U.S. military is, you got to remind him that...
Tell him, like, no, nigga.
We are enforcing global homo throughout the world with a multiracial army. And it's not that I despise, right, the individual soldiers. That's not what I'm saying. Like, your average white soldier. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the organization of the military is ultimately used as a part of our oppression, you know, but also the oppression of other people who want to maintain their national identity. I think Ryan Dawson talked about this before, too, how, like, most of the rapes...
Doesn't he live abroad?
He lives in Japan.
Yeah, is he, like, neighbors with Black Pigeon Speaks?
I don't know.
Do they all live in, like, the communal expat red pill community?
Yeah, that's funny. But I think he talked about how a lot of the rapes that go on in Japan... U.S. servicemen are usually Africans and Hispanics, and there are probably a lot of white guys that do it, too. I'm not going to, you know, blame it completely on the colored fellas. Like, white guys shouldn't go out there and rape Japanese women.
I'm not a Japanese person myself, but I would bet a lot of money that they prefer Black Pigeon Speaks over Black Nigger Rapes.
That's true. That's true. But that's just an expat. That's not like...
Not a sex bat.
Yeah. Hopefully not. Oh, look at his Twitter bio says he is a social justice ninja.
What a fag.
Hashtag SJN.
SJN.
And apparently he's a Zen Buddhist priest.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're fucking kike.
Yeah. No, he's Kike.
He's a Kike.
Yeah, he's nothing but a Kike.
Enrique Adelstein.
Kike Adelstein. Hey, it's not a slur. It's just a Spanish name.
It's a nickname.
Well, like, I've been reading Yukio Mishima, the Sea Fertility series, as you guys know.
Is there any Jews in Mishima? I doubt it.
I don't know. I mean, Mishima is weird, admittedly, but he's still ultimately a Japanese man writing about Japanese culture. And apparently, I didn't know this, but in Japan, I think the ultra-nationalists have a problem with Buddhism. They don't view it as a native Japanese religion. They're mostly Shinto.
Yeah, Shinto is, it's, you know, interesting. I like the little the Torrey Gates.
Yeah. So
those are pretty. I don't like them.
So Runaway Horse is about some basically right wing extremist teenager, and a lot of his comrades.
Is he going to like stab a communist in the gut?
No, I don't know. I'm not going to say. It's
just a coincidence.
Yeah, but so apparently, like his teachers in like the Patriotism Academy or something that he goes to. I wish we had that over here.
Patriotism Academy.
Yeah.
Oh God, no, we can't. We would fuck that up so bad. Be careful what you wish for.
No, that is true. It'd be like Israeli flags in the front.
Dude, it would be like that poster from what's her name, Cassie Dillon.
Oh gosh.
Where she's like,
she's the leader of the Patriot Academy in America.
Yeah, her campus speaking poster is just literally her face on an Israeli flag.
Not an American flag?
No, her own poster, like that she put out to promote her speaking on campus, is her on the Israel flag.
What? That's very triggering.
She does not have dual loyalty. She has loyalty to Israel.
She's not even like a...
She's not Jewish at all.
Isn't she like
Christian
Catholic?
Zionist. Oh my God, is she Catholic? She can't be. If she's Catholic, Catholics hold this L.
Like in the story, the main character, his name's like Esau or something like that. No.
Oh no. Oh no. That is an unfortunate.
Yeah, but it's spelt very Japanesey.
Esau.
Yeah.
Was his brother like, you know, become Israel?
Yeah. No, his brother goes to the American Patriot Academy.
Oh God.
I think we should transfer to a different topic.
To a new college.
That. I want to go to the Patriot Academy.
I want to go to Patriot Academy.
Not the American one.
Yeah, well, you know, you can go to Patrick Henry College in Virginia or Liberty University in Virginia or, you know, Bob Smith College. Well, is that in Virginia? Duke. David Duke University. David Duke University.
I want to get one of those hats from when David Duke ran for Congress, like in the 90s. You know what I'm talking about? That blue hat that just says Duke for Congress?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you should also put, like, the Duke Blue Devil on there.
Don't know that reference, but yes, I will do that.
Like, from Duke University.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought. But yeah, guys, we want to transfer to a new university, and that is the University of Kansas. You know, I want to go there because it's a very white state, and things are probably pretty good over there. But apparently, I think I might be wrong there, because... they have a new course there. Do you want to read the description, Nikkei, or do you want, or
how about you take care of that? Oh, yeah. Given my technological situation,
you're eating hummus.
I got hummus in my hard drive.
So they got Humanities 365. It's called Angry White Male Studies. This course charts the rise of the angry white male in America and Britain since the 1950s, exploring the deeper sources of this emotional state while evaluating recent manifestations of male anger. Now, I know one source. One source is the fact that we are being genocided, essentially, in our own countries, and that we are told that we are pieces of crap just for existing, and that anytime we express any type of masculinity, it's viewed as negative.
That's right.
So that's one reason why there's angry white males, why there is this white male anger, is because we are being oppressed. In essence,
it's
let's admit it.
The left memed it into existence.
Yeah.
Let's not disregard the extent to which
that is true.
You know, they unintentionally meme magicked their some of their boogeymen to some extent or another into reality.
It's like that Falling Down movie, right? They have the isn't it supposed to be? I don't know if the movie is supposed to show the guy in a positive light. You know the movie I'm talking about, where that guy goes around as a businessman.
The Boomer Rage movie.
Yeah, the Boomer Rage movie. This guy, this businessman.
I watched it together with my pool party a while back, and we had a discussion about it.
Yeah,
just basically cheering when he fucks shit up.
Yeah,
but no, we sort of came to the conclusion that a lot of what it's about is these, because he, I guess he is a boomer.
Yeah.
The boomers were a bit younger at this point when the movie was put out.
Yeah, like in their 40s or so.
Yeah, they're just like in midlife crisis era.
Yeah.
You know, and they, unsurprisingly, they got worse after their midlife crisis, which that's what we're living in now.
Yeah.
But their midlife crisis was like NAFTA era.
Yeah.
And that was like the beginning of the economic end of the boomer.
Yeah.
You know, this is where they started to like get behind on their mortgage payments and they start building up that credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's the dot-com bubble. The boomer tech is starting to hit hot and heavy, and they're like, what's the internet?
Back in my day.
And, you know, the social demographic landscape is also starting to change in an accelerated pace at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, the fractions are being visible more and more, and the economic ramifications of these, I guess the slight economic recession that occurred in the 90s, and the baby bust of the 90s is like, you know, being felt on a real level now.
Yeah. Well, like you're talking about how the meme, I mean, how the left memed the angry white male into an existence. This might be an instance of it because it was meant, I think, maybe. I haven't really watched the whole movie, so you could correct me. But I bet you the intentions of the directors was not to sort of glorify this guy necessarily. But what happened, what you...
I mean, it's just more like he snaps, and it's kind of, like, bizarre in a sort of,
yeah,
I guess, comedic effect, because it's, like...
There are some funny...
The overreaction,
yeah,
that is apparent is funny, because it's ridiculous. It's absurd. I think at its core intention, it's an absurdist film. Just, like, the anger and rage being portrayed in the absurd.
My favorite scene is when you know this guy's a boomer because he goes into the military surplus store, and the guy like shows him his Nazi memorabilia and how he, you know, hates other races, and he's like,
"Faggot shit."
You know what? This country's for everybody. That's what it means to be an American, is to love everybody, or something like that, some spiel.
Right.
So even like
what he forgets simultaneously that America is no longer for him.
Mm, sad.
He's standing up for this institution, this idea, this concept, the proposition nation he has in his mind, and is, you know, blind to the connection between what he's saying and his own situation. If it were for him, would he really find himself where he is? He never asks himself that, and that's the boomer senselessness. That's what makes us so frustrated with them, that they can't just cross this bridge that makes, you know, that justifies the bad think.
Yeah, exactly. It's like he will literally commit terrorist acts, but he won't become a
over like his inconveniences.
Yeah. That is kind of true, because in the movie, he's not
up to the real oppression.
He's not mad necessarily at the diversity or anything. He's just mad that he's experiencing inconvenience with the traffic and just his life. And...
Right, like the scene at the fast food restaurant,
yeah,
where he gets, you know, where he pulls out the fucking tech and he's like, "I just want a burger."
I just want a burger in Israel to be controlling the Golan Heights.
Yeah.
But, well, let's go on back to the description of this course. Employing interdisciplinary perspectives, this course examines how both dominant and subordinate masculinities are represented and experienced in cultures undergoing periods of rapid change connected to modernity, as well as to rights-based movements of women, people of color, homosexuals, and trans individuals.
There is a whole big-ass narrative to be jammed here, and it's up to you, dear listener in the University of Kansas, to do that. You need to go into that class, and you need to turn it on its damn head.
Well, I want to give you some information about this fella. He got his PhD at the University of New York at Buffalo, whatever.
That's does he important. Have it in porn studies?
I don't know what he has it in. But
I can tell you what he has it in.
What is it?
Go ahead. No, I'm just making a joke.
Oh, I see. So, on his CV, he has a list of his books that he is either working on or that he has written. And one of them is called Men's Milk, a cultural history a cultural history of semen, work in progress.
Why?
That's what we have.
Gus!
This guy is getting paid like what, 80K a year to write about cum.
He's getting paid for this.
You talk about how like all professors aren't paid enough, but you kind of are for what you're doing, to be honest.
No. Okay, he's done it. He's triggered my white male rage.
So, Nikkei, what angers you about that?
Everything.
But it's just.
It's just come. It
That's all.
just come. Why are you afraid of come? It's Well, you can't handle a little man milk. Man milk too manly for you?
That reminds me of that drink called Muscle Milk. I always thought that was a gross,
Muscle milk also tastes gross.
a gross name. It always reminded me of man milk.
Oh God, I guess both of them are very proteinous, aren't they?
Well, here are some other. These are edited volumes. I don't know if he. I guess he was an editor to these.
Yeah, well.
Well, there's.
Can I be his editor? Can I like edit this? Can I like edit this out of existence?
Cultures of the Abdomen, Diet, Digestion, and Fat in the Modern World.
I mean, that's one far more benign.
The Fat Imaginary in Trump's America.
What? Nigger, you're making me more retarded.
Corpulence, Modernity, and Transcendence in Early 20th Century.
Corpulence. Corpulence. As a phenomenon,
Yeah.
corpulence.
Nigga, we
I
gotta.
like that.
Nigga, what are you studying? Corpulence.
Studying corpulence is like checking out a fat chick at a bar.
France and the Fattened America. Animality, consumption, and the logic of the of gavage. It's italicized, so I assume that's a Spanish word. If it's a, not mean a French word, if it's italicized. Fat and fattening, agency, materiality, and animality in the history of corpulence.
This is like postmodernism generator.
I know. Materializing fat. One way to materialize fat is to eat a lot, and
Eat it.
the
Yeah,
fat
go to fucking McDonald's.
and the fat suddenly materializes. Like thinking through fat.
Material. See, hey, here's where he needs to apply some of that. What was this title you just said before this?
Fat and fattening.
What's the subtitle?
Agency, materiality, and animality
Yes,
in the.
agency. Let's focus on the implied
Oh,
agency
yeah.
when you see materialization of fat.
Yeah.
There's a distinct lack of agency in that verbiage, that it just materializes. God made it there.
Yeah, it just suddenly happens.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, God didn't even
It's
make
not a
it.
result of your of you choosing to eat that double double.
It's like an unknown cosmic experience.
Yeah.
Nobody is the willful actor of
And
fat.
since like no one can choose to be fat, why hate them for it?
Fat contravenes the logos.
Nobody loves a fat man. Masculinity and food in film noir.
Yeah, well, I guess fat people are evil in most noir film.
Fat desire and disgust in colonial imagination.
Like it, well, that's an interesting thing. Fat people are like a sign of corruption in film noir, like because fat is the corruption of the human body.
Okay, two funny ones still. This one's
Oh,
in
God.
French. It's a French title. Masculinités et virilités dans le monde anglophone. So masculinity and virility in the Anglophone world. I guess that would be a translation. And
Yeah,
this one,
that's how I translate.
the body in writing the Holocaust. So
Writing the Holocaust. Is he a based Holocaust denier?
yeah. So I guess there's a book out there called Writing the Holocaust. It's about,
because it was all made up.
It's about the elders of Zion writing the plan.
What's this guy's name again?
I never said his name.
Oh boy, lay it on me, pal.
Christopher E. Forth.
He's a Gentile, huh?
Yes, seems to be.
Well, you're
guts
a retard,
and manhood, Chris. The culture of the abdomen in modern France.
Yeah, you're
the
a
crisis
retard, Chris.
Of Jewish masculinity during the Dreyfus Affair. No, no, come on, don't do this, guy. Bodies of Christ, gender, Jewishness, and religious imagery in the Dreyfus Affair.
Yeah, you need to gas yourself, Chris. Gas yourself in Minecraft.
And the thing is, this guy's not fat. He's...
Look up his girlfriend or wife.
His boyfriend.
I don't know. Is this nigga gay? It sounds pretty gay to me, but like, I have a feeling this is a straight guy.
You'd be surprised how many academics that are paused are actually straight white males.
Yeah.
It's like funny. They like talk about problems.
They talk about dicks.
They talk about the problems of like monogamy and heterosexuality and heteronormativity, but they're like straight white males.
I don't know what it's like, man. This is incomparable. there's nothing to compare this to. This is like a whole new level of degeneracy that I wish didn't exist, and I'm quite disappointed. My day has been ruined.
Well, think about it. I'm gonna make your
no,
day.
Think about it. Shut
no,
up.
No, no, no. I gotta say this. There are people out there who work, you know, minimum wage jobs and can't even dream of making the income that this guy does, and all he does is write about cum,
bro. And Marx was talking about this kind of nigga.
Who was?
Marx.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is the kind of nigga who needs to be redistributed.
Yeah, his wealth needs to be redistributed.
Redistribute that shit.
Redistribute that fat.
You are going to give me a bag, son, and I'm going to take it from you.
Yeah, it's like...
Yang's going to take it from you. You're going to be yanging from the batch room.
I don't know how anyone could cultivate the interest of just focusing their whole life on fatness or corpulence. Sorry, his
corpulence.
Whole life is dedicated to corpulence. His whole life is dedicated to this.
I've never used the term corpulence before.
I know, it's funny.
Like it's got the phenomenal suffix there.
Yeah,
and it's just like no. There, it's an adjective. Somebody's corpulent.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to, like, you know, be polite about describing a fat woman, you say she's corpulent.
Yeah, exactly. But
corpulence. Give me a fucking break.
He focuses his... He just studies fat people. Fat niggas.
He's just looking at fat people. What does his Google image search history look like? I want to know. Fatness.
Hey, it's fat nigga season.
Hey, do me a favor.
Corpulent nigga season.
No, type in corpulence into Google Images. Tell me what comes up. I want to see that specific word. Put it in quotations.
There's a cartoon explaining the word of a fat guy.
Okay.
There's a fat woman, like a drawing of a fat woman. There's a band called Vomitorial Corpulence.
Sounds like a good metal band.
I don't know how that relates to it. How does that, like, you get fat from the vomit? Oh, no.
Vomitorial Corpulence!
You vomit a lot because of your corpulence, because you eat so much. Yeah, there's
okay.
Really not many pictures.
See, it's because it's not a thing. It's fake and gay.
Yeah.
Corpulence as a phenomenon is just nobody thinks of this.
There is it looks like a pamphlet or something written in the 1800s called Letter on Corpulence.
Oh God, it was this guy's grandfather or something.
I don't know. Maybe like back in the day they would just say, "Nigga, don't be fat. You're like possessed by the devil."
A treatise on the nature of corpulence. Oh yes, well. Corpulence is a disease.
It is the most important diet book ever written.
According to who?
Google Books.
The author?
Doesn't say who.
Maybe we need to do like a class reading list and read the treatise on corpulence.
Yeah, Letter on Corpulence. Apparently
oh, letter. It's a letter.
The world's first diet book.
Who was it written by and who was it? Who was the letter addressed to?
perhaps the general public because it's a diet book. I don't know. This had weird titles back in Victorian times because this is in the Victorian era. Some guy named William Banting. He had some good banter.
Oh, William Banting.
He's just banting.
He's just banting. Just banting about.
Corpulence.
Bants about corpulence.
So William Banting was a carpenter in Victorian London whose weight spiraled out of control.
Oh.
And then he discovered a diet, and he had some good results in a few days. Ate lots of meat, few vegetables.
Did he cut out the carbs?
Yeah, I think that's basically it.
Good for him. Yeah. Way to go, Banting. Proud of you, nigga.
We went from talking about how to lose weight to men milk in society, in the English sphere.
Yeah, we live in one.
We live in a
man milk society.
No, don't. Don't.
I don't know where to go from here, man.
I didn't talk about
please.
It.
Please.
So let me hear it. Still involves corpulence, however.
Okay.
So I was very hungry with my friend very late at night, at like 11 at night, mm-hmm. 12 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And nowhere was open. We really wanted Chinese food, but like Panda Express wasn't open.
Panda Express is garbage. I hate Panda Express.
Sometimes you got to eat that crappy Chinese food's good, though, sometimes. That's actually not that bad.
I've never had good Panda Express. Shit, and their chicken sucks.
It's like any chain. There's probably many Panda Expresses out there that are horrendous. But sometimes you could find one has good management and it tastes okay.
That's probably true because like I've been to like Panda Express like three times.
You're eating Afro Chinese food because it's.
I was gonna say all the people there probably were black.
Because all the ones that I go to, the people are actually Chinese there or Asian, or Filipino.
Well, I go to the actual like standalone Chinese restaurants, like opened by Chinese people and. Well, those are fine. Those are good. I like it.
That's what we had to do. We had to go to a downtown area in the city that we were in. We were just visiting a friend. And so I finally, like, I'm kind of an autiste. I don't have much experience with partying. I've never been to a club. Only once in Germany, actually. So I was wrong there. But I've never really been to an American club. Never been drunk.
Yeah, I've never been to an American club either.
I've never even been to, like, a college or a high school party. I'm a real, true blue autiste.
His feet have never hurt.
Yeah, I don't relate to that meme, that picture. Because I've never been to a party like that.
Because he's always comfy in his blanket at home. He's
I'm like
comfy
reading comfy. About corpulence. But well, anyways.
While you were out there partying, I was studying the corpulence.
But I got a look at the party goers in our decrepit America, and oh boy, are these people horrendous! It was basically all 56%. But if anyone was white, there were a few a decent amount of white people. They were all fat and just gross. But even though they were fat, the girls dressed like thoughts, and so you just saw people with like,
bro, like if you're fat, the crop top should be illegal.
No, yeah, you saw crop tops and like. It was the grossest thing, and people were just all rowdy, you know. And this
as
was
a
like,
matter of fact, like we're going to go like Sharia dress code.
Yeah, no,
not really, but like, yeah, crop tops banned for everybody because y'all don't know how to act.
And it's just like all these drunk retards, and they're just like, whoa, and everyone's fat, and it's just like
sweat.
Yeah, this is like.
Hell.
This is hell, and this is all the culture that most Americans are exposed to. This is what they do with their whole lives.
This is when you have a history of man milk.
They're just looking around for, you could tell they have something in their eyes, like a, maybe like a demon presence, and you could just tell that they're here for
yes, the thirst.
Yeah, the thirst. And it grossed me out. It's just, because I've never seen anything like this. I always stayed away from this stuff. And it's even worse, I think, than high school parties. Because at least in high school parties, there are, you know, you have like the jocks and the cool people. These are just like maybe the jocks 10 years later and they're all fat now. And
these are just losers.
Yeah, exactly.
These are society's losers.
And
you have lost.
This is our freedom.
This is freedom. This is what democracy looks like.
To be corpulent and inebriated on the street.
Show me what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like.
Yeah, but the thing was, when you went inside the Chinese restaurant, it was more of like kind of like a hip Chinese place. It was like, had kind of like had swivel design, had modern music playing. It was really good. But inside there, it was just
Nice.
Asians, but it was like calm and civilized.
That's, look, do you know where I go for my late night food? I go to Asian restaurants
It's like 20
because
year
they're all good people. Like they know how to behave.
Yeah, it's like
And they don't, they're not going to disrespect you because they'll gladly take your business because you're not black and you won't cause a problem.
there were like 50 college age students in there, and most of them were Asian, but they were like not
That's the thing
rowdy.
too. Like these like college students will be friendly to you or just leave you alone.
Yeah, and they were loud a few times, but they're loud because they're like watching a funny video or gaming video and they're laughing on their
Yeah, like
phone.
this is their place. I don't. It's not my. I'm not there to police their tone.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Because it's like an Asian establishment. They can do their thing, and it's gonna be fine. It's like, that's why I also don't get mad. Like when I see Negro behavior at like black restaurants, it's like, well, what did I expect?
Are there black restaurants?
Yeah, there's black restaurants. It's like, fried chicken, and they fry fish, and they got mashed potatoes. It's basically like this isn't Popeyes or KFC, so but we still got that chicken though.
Yeah.
I don't go to those restaurants often, but they are better than Panda Express. I will say that. There's Panda Express is the worst food.
Hey, I think I've been blessed with a good Panda Express in my city.
You're lucky
Or
then.
maybe I have bad taste buds.
I will say the price point at Panda Express also sucks
Yeah, it is
because
rather
you can get
expensive.
way better
That is true.
portions and way better food from the standalone Chinese places. But
Well,
enough of that. I don't need to rehash this.
the standalone Chinese places that are in my city that are kind of by Panda Express in that area. Last time we
They
went
all
there, it was just really gross.
cook with dog meat.
Yeah, it's like dog meat. You get a lot of food, but it's like dog meat,
That
orange.
dog meat good as fuck though.
Yeah.
Low key. I saw some video on Twitter, like there's this dog meat being unloaded into this from a truck. Like it wasn't in a container or anything. It was just in the bed of this truck, like an 18-wheeler, and they were taking the dog meat into a Chinese restaurant and just casually out in the open, like here's meat that's been sitting on the bed of a metal truck. You're gonna wash it, I presume, but like it's a dog. Like
Wait, is this in
what?
America?
I don't know. I presume so because I think it was a black person recording, and they're like, "Yo, what the fuck? Look at this shit, yo."
Where blacks are good. They'll just say like when something's wrong.
Yeah, no,
Like
they
a
have no
white person would be
filter.
like walking and they'll like be looking at their feet and they won't do anything.
Yeah, no,
What?
they won't. Dude, this guy like stopped to film them, and like he like got he didn't like get in their face.
But he was
But the
close.
guy who was like unloading the truck, he was like, "Is that dog?" And the guy, I guess, didn't apparently think it was like scandalous. He's like, "Oh yes,
He's like,
very rude."
ew.
No, I think he was too shocked to actually be grossed out at that point. Like the gross hadn't even set in. It was just like, "Oh my God, are you serious?"
I gotta eat that chicken, not that dog.
That was like the
Yo, I don't eat my dogs.
yeah.
They my crew.
My dog ate my food, though.
Oh, Edelstein has a new tweet.
Oh, yeah?
Let's see what this is. Join me and Lisa Don't on today's episode of Living Up to Cultural Stereotypes. It's not a real
Yeah,
show.
more
It's
like don't.
She's having the Japanese sweets with green tea. I'm having chocolate cake with coffee. I only had a bagel and a gold chain necklace too. It would be perfect. Oh, if I only had a forgot the if. Wait, did Jews like chocolate cake with coffee? Is that something?
I mean, maybe. I feel like
Yeah,
that's just pretty much everybody, right?
it's just people that are not Asian. Like if I like chocolate cake, am I a Jew?
Don't
Hey.
know. Look, German chocolate cake is good.
It's not German though.
It's not?
I think it's called I think we talked about this before.
I forgot. I just like it.
It's called German chocolate cake because the guy's last name was German, like Peter
Oh, was it?
German. Well, I guess it's
Was it
German.
German?
Yeah, I don't know. But like that has like the
Well,
that has the coconut thing on the
yeah,
top,
that
right?
coconut frosting is so good.
Yeah, German chocolate cake. Yeah, that's not.
Phew.
You think they have coconuts in Germany?
No, but they did have those little colonies in the Pacific.
It's from the Baker Samuel German.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yep. 1852. American baker. Samuel. You never know, though.
Maybe it was German. Maybe it's French.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
German.
Germain. Samuel Germain.
I actually never really liked German chocolate Hello? Cake. It was too sweetie. Sweet. Why'd I say sweetie?
Too sweetie. I mean...
Wait,
I usually don't
confusing.
Like.
There's two instances. It says one part of the Wikipedia page says this in the history, but on the side it says
place of origin, United States, Texas, by Mrs. George Clay in 1957.
That's weird.
Oh, it's because Samuel German developed a type of dark baking chocolate, and I guess that's probably what they use in the German.
Oh, because it's German chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she made it into a cake.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
So it's like you go to the grocery store and then there's like a case of German chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's like called German's chocolate or something.
Okay,
like that.
Yeah.
That's another way to get very corpulent.
Yes, yes. Wow. I feel betrayed. Not really, but I thought it actually was made in Germany.
Are you gonna like get?
Here, I guess you have caught me in a burger moment.
Exactly.
You have caught me in a totally organic burger moment.
Do you like maraschino cherries? I do.
Yeah, those are nice. It's tasty. Like having a maraschino cherry on vanilla bean ice cream. Mm.
My GF thinks they're gross.
Yeah, well, your GF, you know. Forget about it. What did maraschino ever do to her?
Yeah, it sounds Italian.
Hey,
I must
whoa.
Like it. It's so good. I just want a nice scoop of ice cream. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Is there anything that's going on in your life?
No.
Are you
nothing's
busy
going on in my life. I am dead, you know. I'm a busy college boy.
You dead inside yet?
Yet? And you say that as if I wasn't dead the whole time. No, I could. Depression is retarded, and you should like work through that. Don't stay depressed if you are. And true. I don't say that in the way that's just like stop being sad.
Because you can't.
I say that in the way like, you know, actively try to make changes in your life if you are going through existential depression. Because we need you to be around here for our glorious future. Or our rough, inglorious future. It doesn't have to be a perfect world for you to need to be in it.
Yeah, but don't... You know, depression is a real thing. And some people do have depression as a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And it is sad. I've experienced that with, not myself, but people I know. And it is no fun.
No, but you should go see a therapist, a professional.
Not a psychotherapist, not a Freudian. He's going to tell you, the reason why you're depressed is because you want to have sex with your mom.
Yeah, I mean, just try to, like read reviews of therapists, doctors. And also just do a Google search of their last name to see if it echoes.
Yeah.
you know, be smart about it. Therapists are expensive, but they're worth it if that's what you need.
Yeah, if you're going through some things.
And the last thing you want is to, you know, give your money to a Jew. So at least have that as like your
One way is to
don't, basic quality filter.
Don't buy Jav because you're probably giving your money to a Kike. Nanny state students demand basic needs, college caves. I mean, come on, campus reform. You guys are just...
They I'm have more like... interested in Krampus reform.
They have like 5 articles about Israel and anti-Semitism on campus on the front page. Not really, but...
Cassie Dillon's tendril of influence wrapped around tightly.
Senators aim to crack down on campus and anti-Semitism, of which there is plenty.
Like Charlie Kirk's out here telling Cassie Dillon to spit in his mouth.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I bet.
Oh.
Allegedly.
I liked when, we already brought this up, when Charlie Kirk went to the Wailing Wall with the AirPods.
Yes! the Wailing Wall with AirPods. This guy, I don't think he honestly could think for himself, because, like, if he was actually smart, like, just as a person, he would not do that. Like, why? You think you look cool?
Oh, so apparently...
You think you don't look like a jack-off? Like, taking your AirPods to the Wailing Wall and your stupid yarmulke?
So, of course, campus reform, even though they usually hate Democrats because they're real racists, but apparently they're happy with this act, this Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, introduced by Bob Casey, a Democrat, and Tim Scott, a Republican. So,
Tim Scott, the good old coon.
So,
Dread Scott. Dreadlock Scott.
Roz Rothstein, CEO of Stand With Us, told Campus Reform the group is supportive of this bill.
Oh, really, really?
Someone named Rothstein is very supportive.
Yes, very much so.
It's so weird how one way to show your devotion to America now is to show how much you love Israel. It just blows my mind that that's what conservatives think, that if you're anti-Israel, you're anti-American. We all know it's stupid, but I've been thinking about this situation for like 6+ years. Like, before I was red-pilled completely, I always thought this Israel worship was kind of weird. I'm like, what does this have to do with American patriotism?
Yeah.
And I can't get over it. It's been years. You know, there's many things I could get over, but this I can't. Like, why do you guys don't realize that you're judging one's patriotism to their country based on how much they are loyal to another country that's not theirs. It's, I don't know. It's a real American patriot reads, swears in on the Talmud.
Oh, God. Yeah, like, you have to, like, put your hand over every book of the Talmud.
Yeah, before you...
Like, swear multiple oaths of allegiance to Israel and the volcano demon.
I mean, look at this article. Socialism sounds good until it actually applies to you.
Yeah, well, it's the same guy we've talked about before, that faggot who goes on to Fox News and does his little anti-socialism monologue to keep the goyim from securing the bag.
Hey, guess what? Guess what? I'm a socialist, and I don't care. I'm a socialist. Like,
If you ain't talking money, I don't want to talk. And Yang's talking that bag, though. So I'm going to listen to this guy. If we're going to get piss earth, we got to get piss earth with $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, how else are we going to get through this? It just wouldn't be worth it if we didn't have another grand to spend on survival. Anyway, we should wrap it up.
Getting tired?
Yeah, and also people are back.
Oh, well, hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and please don't watch any Kike Jav. We don't want you to do that.
Please don't. Yes.
So my name is Angla, and with me I have Nikkei. Thank you guys for listening, and hopefully you'll tune in sometime next week. It uploads next. I don't know when that. Schedule's weird. We're busy. But,
thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, my niggers. Thank you.